Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Here we go. It is hour number one of the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. We have NFL news. We have baseball news. We have Cowboys news. So let's talk about it all. Okay, we got big 5-hour show planned here for you on a Tuesday. General at your service. There's brought us the former Cowboys scout, Super Bowl champion, Lucius Alexander is in the pimp cup over there, Master Control here. 75 and Fitzhugh, fixing to go 5 flawless like it's nothing. Woolchuck and Chia follower here, your nosebleed brothers. And Carter Freeman's coordinating your video. You can watch us every day at 105thefan.com, Twitch, and YouTube. There we are right there on YouTube right now.
Just so, a hell of a start.
Kind of see
show.
Eric walking around, making sure everybody's okay at their broadcast
Thanks,
position.
Buddy. Thanks
behind.
For checking on us, man.
You were having a great opening, and Eric's like kind of like, you know, as the show's going on, he's kind of just walking around, like checking
like,
things
like
out.
Like Shoddy, man. He's a minister of vibes.
Any food over here?
Making sure the culture's right.
You guys got some headphones?
You got any chips I can borrow?
Well, I got Corey Major stealing my headphones that aren't actually mine because there's a station's, okay? But he clearly lost his or whatever.
So he just took them?
I got Hagee stealing my lunch. Wow. Just throwing off my whole routine. Yeah. I'm a creature of habit.
Yeah.
You got here like at 10 o'clock in the morning, though, didn't you, to kind of get ready?
Yeah, but when you set the itinerary and then someone bleeps it up, now all of a sudden you're Omaha'ing at the line of scrimmage and you got guys that don't know Red 7, right, Woolchuck?
Red 7.
And then you got your teammates looking at you like, what the hell are you doing?
I don't even know Red 7
I'm over
means.
Here just trying to figure crap out, all right?
So is that mid-afternoon scarfing of that bowl of ground beef? That's on the schedule? There's a hard time on that?
There's a hard time on that.
Dawson, that's a damn good question.
Off. Where's the beef? Where's the gosh?
It's flipping 233. I'm not halfway through the beef bowl yet. What we gonna do?
That can really throw you off, man.
Well, I'm glad we're all situated now, and I'm glad to see that the text finds the dirt moving interesting as well. The 214 says, Gavin, I heard they dug up more square tons of earth to extend 635 than they did to make the Panama Canal. Take that, Hagee, says the 214. And another guy says they're widening a road named Parker and Wiley, and the entire process is fascinating. The amount of sheer earth they move to accomplish it is pretty cool to watch. As I'm driving home, I'm driving into work there on 80 every day.
If I was into earth moving,
yeah,
building a golf course is interesting to me.
Oh yeah, that would be fun.
That's kind of earth moving, and I understand
you're sculpting.
There's historic places around the world that just God-given land the way it is. But I'm fascinated by how they build golf courses sometimes.
Yeah, there's something cool to it. Okay.
From a public dump.
Yeah.
It used to be a dump.
Wow.
Now it's a beautiful golf course.
Yeah. Wow. They just bury all the garbage?
Yeah, don't mess with our fishing holes, though, please. Yeah, keep those intact.
Yeah, I'd prefer that. Not too much fertilizer runoff.
That's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
Well, so much going on in the world of sports today. Of course, Bruce Bochy is out. And do you guys get the feeling this was the team's idea? I know they're saying mutual.
I kind of have the idea,
Yeah, especially when you offer up the old, like...
But hey, you can come back as a consultant.
Yeah, exactly.
Sounds very Mark Cuban-like.
I know you want to...
We'll let you be governor for a couple more days.
Yeah, I know you want to stick around, but I think we're going to go in a different direction as skipper here, but we do have another opportunity for you.
Yeah. Special advisor. It sounds like we're doing is paying out our contract. Yeah. There still is one. I think he's
no
contract. Yeah. Okay. So we're just kind of, we're going to send you a check every month that just lets you, if you want to be in, you know, you can come to spring training and talk and do that kind of stuff.
Yeah. But you know, in reality, you're watching on TV, Texas, some stuff.
Yeah. In reality, they really don't want you around.
You know, that I guess when Nadell joined us last Friday and said he got the feeling that Boch was going to be back after spending time with him last week, I guess my read on that now, taking everything in, is that Boch wanted to be back, but I think our guy CY is just such a savage about winning.
Yeah.
And, you know, a lot of our interviews were about, hey, we put this team together and they're just not producing. And at some point, even if the manager did nothing wrong, you have to look at wanting to change the manager. Even if he did win you a World Series just 2 years ago, you know, and I love that CY wouldn't feel like, I got to keep this guy because we won a World Series with him. He's doing what he thinks is in the best interest of the team going forward.
I think actually the last 2 years since the World Series has made CY what he is now. You know, that
the frustration of it.
Yeah, like, I'm not going to go through this again. Maybe there was some things that they were, that maybe that CY wanted to do in the front office, and moves he might maybe wanted to make, and going through Boch, and Boch maybe threw up the you know, the stop sign on him a couple of times, and you know, this now gives you the opportunity to kind of move on from that. I do feel like, though, that the fact that they might lose interim or manager in waiting to other teams, I think that accelerated the process.
I agree. I think the timing kind of made sense from the Rangers' perspective. If we're going to do this, like, let's do this now.
Yeah.
And you have Skip Schumacher, who is an NL manager of the year in 2023 with the Marlins. And I would assume exactly what you've been saying, Brian. Like, he's going to be probably at the top of most of these teams' list of contenders that they want to interview, and probably would get one of these jobs if he wants it. So you're risking losing him. And I also wonder, like, is this, are we kind of looking at a little rebuild situation here? I mean, I think this Rangers lineup's going to look drastically different. CY told us they're going to be cutting back payroll. They've got a lot of hard discussions and decisions to make. I mean, what's the future looking like of Marcus Semien? If they want to keep Corey Seager healthy, he was fantastic defensively as a shortstop. But do they need to look at minimizing him playing every day at short? Does he need to play at first base? Does he need to DH more? Does that have anything to do with the health? Maybe it doesn't. Maybe they need to give him more off days. And then what do you do with Young and Evan Carter and some of these guys that maybe haven't taken the steps, whether it's injury or performance, that you thought 2 years ago they would? So I think a younger manager for the future here to kind of usher in maybe a new era from the World Series one, which is now behind you, you're kind of retooling some things. It makes some sense.
Yeah, I hope a managerial shift can start the offense producing like they are supposed to. Maybe shuffling out two or three players in the lineup can push you in that direction as well. But definitely a lot of that, you know, World Series, you know, feeling around the team is gone. And I think now they have to look at, maybe that momentum is busted and we need to sort of start fresh. 215, this is a Dan from Philly, says, how does a longtime Tolo living in Philly like myself get a GBAG Nation flag during Flagtober? Yeah. I'd say your best chances is to, you know, look on the travel websites, maybe catch a cheap flight down here.
Fly out.
But I mean, the best thing probably, if you can't do that, is to find a Tolo down here that can pick one up for you at one of our remotes or appearances starting Saturday at Tolbert Garage Door in Mesquite. That'll kick off Flagtober 2025. And I feel like this year's edition is a collector's item. Absolutely. It's a Texas state flag themed. The grenade is back. And I think it's one of the sexiest of all time. So it's definitely one you're going to want to pick up. Okay. So that's our thoughts kind of on Boch. And we'll hope for the best. Let's also open with, you know, one of the worst injuries in sports history went down last night. It was gruesome and graphic. Ooh. To see Tyreek Hill on the sideline like that. Holy cow. That was
disgusting.
You know, turns out to be a knee dislocation with a torn ACL, and probably, you know, marks the end of his stop in Miami. And just a tough week four overall, with Malik Nabers going out as well for the Giants. It's just a reminder that how brutal this sport is, and literally every snap these guys are putting their mobility on the line.
Yeah, that was pretty disgusting. And then his reaction was maybe the the craziest part about the whole thing.
Yeah, what was he celebrating? Yeah,
I didn't know. Like, was he just acknowledging
he
the
shock?
Fans? Or was he like, hell yeah, I'm out of Miami? It was kind of strange.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I guess we all cope with trauma in different ways. And Tua was kind of saying at
shock?
The podium, like, that's just kind of, yeah, like, that's just kind of Tyreek's personality a little bit. But
total
yeah,
wild like, card.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. He was smiling and saying, like, heck yes.
He's like, yeah, he's waving the arms
like
up and down.
Like you would think if you didn't know, you thought he just, like, won the game on a walk-off touchdown.
I immediately started to look for, is there injury guaranteed money on his contract? Like, did he just pick up 30 mil that Miami cannot waive him out of now? Yeah. But I didn't find that. I was on Over the Cap and Spotrac or Spotrac looking for that last night, but that wasn't the case. I mean, I would celebrate, you know,
heck yes,
a solid eight-figure bag off
don't
off
even
of
want
an
to
injury.
Play here anyway.
Okay, you know, and then the Jets, the Cowboys' next opponent, they did not look good. Apparently, Aaron Glenn ripped them in the postgame so loud, reporters that noted that it was audible. Standing outside, and you hear that from time to time, but I don't know how they react to that. You know, they're sitting there at
desperate team three
at 0-4, and their coach just totally laid into them.
Yeah,
is that a give up move, or is that a, all right? Let's try to get this figured out. I think you might get the Jets' best punch here coming up on Sunday.
Yeah, they're teetering on quitting, maybe.
Mm. Yeah,
and this now, is a Waterloo game for them.
Yeah, this is they've got to have this game. So, you know, the Dallas and Cowboys need the games too. I mean, if you're a Cowboy fan, I think you need this month of October to have success in it if you want Jerry and Steven to go get a player or two.
Okay.
That's my theory.
Trade deadline November 3rd. I'll bring to that.
Yep.
We always get the post-game victory locker room video. That's the video I really
I was
want.
Looking. Nothing.
No, of course
Nothing's
not.
Released.
Not going to show you that.
And that's what the ones they should be. I want the coach that's angry and ripping into his team. I want those videos out.
How many chairs got broken in that locker room last night?
Did he flip a table?
Because he's yoked.
Did
right?
anybody? Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Aaron Glenn.
Absolutely. He looks like he could still suit up and play.
No question.
Maybe that's your future defensive coordinator.
Yeah, and he's been known as a motivator. Right? Who knows? Yeah, I think if you're the Jets coach, you're hired to get fired here in the not too distant future. The biggest issues for them have been penalties and turnovers. It's going to make a coach hot under the collar. They had 13 last night. They are getting 4.6 a carry, and a lot of that on big plays. So, you know, I think they need to look at what the Eagles did. Just really simple approach in the passing game and breaking your back when you don't contain the edge with the quarterback runs.
They had a 4th-and-2, and the guy had a 40-something yard run, as well as Dallas plays contained defense and
right.
stuff. This will be a nightmare to have to deal with a guy running around. You know, this guy doesn't want to throw the ball. He wants to run. I think he does. I think he likes that aspect of the game. And anytime there's a little, but you have to, well, they always talk about build the cup, build it around him, you know, and try and keep him in the pocket, because if he gets outside the pocket, man, this thing is
it could get ugly. Yeah, you know, he could go for 100 yards on the ground, no problem against you, and the game would take on a completely different feeling. Obviously, the turnovers have been a problem with them, and again, so have the penalties. So they could shoot themselves in the foot. You could end up with a win, but Vegas knows it's a close matchup, 1.5 points to the spread right now. Jerry did a classic Jerry this morning, saying he didn't want to address something and then addressing it and throwing the most heat possible. On his response to the quote from Micah, I really don't want to respond to that at all, he said, but that phone call thing got stopped when he told me to take his number off my dial. It was don't call him anymore, so I quit those calls. I think that's an old rotary line reference.
Yeah.
Take me off your dial. But it's clear both parties feel like I'm not emotional. I was just treated unfairly by the other side, so this is how I'm going to react to you. And, you know, it's obviously very personal. So I think what you have is two real high ego personalities, one who's old and Jerry Jones. He's stuck in his ways and thinks that, you know, players should kiss the ring a little bit. And one and a player who wanted to live in two worlds because he's special. He's a superstar, and he wanted to have that relationship with Jerry and negotiate with Jerry and still have the hammer as the agent. So, you know, I think there's two distinct realities there. And this is the first like Jerry rival that kind of rivals the Jimmy thing. Nothing could possibly be as big as that. And the loyalty that Jerry felt like he had been, betrayed on. But this is pretty dang juicy. Okay. Let's say this. If the Cowboys have $45 million in cap space, what's the best way to use that to push this roster back into contention? Jerry with Sean and RJ again this morning on the potential future of George Pickens said, yeah. I'm proud to tell you we've got some outstanding structure in our cap space that will allow us to do a lot of things that I don't think we could at this time last year. We got it. We paid a price for it. We can do it now. Is after that game, I think a lot more people are wanting to see the Cowboys maybe do a long-term deal with George Pickens. Would that be the best use of the cap space that you saved by letting Micah Parsons go, Brian?
I'm thinking about this, man. It was weird that you were just saying that. Eric, I'm going to ask you this question. What has Phillips, the edge, done for the Dolphins?
Is
he often injured? And
he is often injured. I think the injuries have taken.
I'm getting here with Dawson
on him because he is a premier edge rusher when healthy. He's off another injury.
Okay,
and so the Dolphins' pass rushes has been disgusting this year. So,
okay, so he's been bad. So you wouldn't trade Pickens for him?
Oh no! I would not do that right now.
Okay.
I would not do that
now. If CeeDee Lamb is coming back kind of a thing.
Yeah, game started 6-3-4 the last 3 years.
And it's Achilles,
okay.
ACL.
Okay, well then, yeah, Dawson, you're going to – I was thinking, do you take a guy – and now that Jerry and them have the cap space and talk about it, and he had the one good game, but now do you maybe think about moving him for – if you're not going to do something with him?
Oh, would you think about like dealing George Pickens right now?
Yeah. Moving him for something, wow. You know. I mean, let me ask you guys this question, and this goes into Krusty's corner. So I'm gonna go ahead and ask this question at 3:40. I was gonna ask
good
it.
Good tease.
I was gonna ask it. No, I'm gonna ask it now.
Okay, you're gonna ask it now.
I'm gonna ask
He's
it now.
Just gonna do it now.
I'm just gonna go ahead and do it now.
Do it live.
Just do it now. You know what I'm
do
saying?
Do it live, bro.
Okay, I was gonna ask you guys this question today. I said, are these receivers starting to find their rhythm in this offense? And I mean, as a whole.
Yeah, I mean, some of the stuff Kevontae Turpin's doing out there is awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, and then, I mean, all those guys came up big in big moments on Sunday night. Tolbert did. Flournoy did. So, and then, of course, Turpin's been pretty consistent.
Against a good pass rush and a decent secondary, right? I mean, we feel
good
about that.
I don't know how good that secondary is in Green Bay. Okay. Time will tell this year.
But
still.
Defense, a good defense.
Absolutely good defense.
Okay. Now we have to think about, is Pickens part of that for the Ramirez, or can we get something like him in return? Defensive wise, if you want to do that and save your first round pick.
I mean, if they start losing throughout this month.
No,
we got to do this right now.
We got to do this now.
I think I want to see what the potential of Pickens, Lamb, and Dak is as this thing really gets rolling. I mean, I know the point might be they can do it with just one, but we've seen plenty of times.
But with the emergence of some of the other receivers stepping up, that's what I'm saying. Has there been enough growth from your other receivers?
I don't think.
Or is that
a
one-game off thing?
No, none of those other guys to me are true ones or even twos.
I'm not saying ones. I'm just saying, though, the emergence of them playing better, and there's this offense getting better, and your quarterback playing at a very high level. Does that give you hope that Dak is actually developing some receivers here?
Well, Kevontae Turpin, I guess, would be your two in this scenario. He's been exciting at times, but that's kind of a stretch for him. I mean, I guess the thought is that, hey, you were good enough a lot last year with just one wide receiver, even though you had some absolute stinker games. But this is just it's not a big enough sample size.
You got this quarterback making these receivers look good.
You do.
Developing some guys a little bit here, huh?
Yeah, but I think that a big part of that is because they got CD and then they have at least George Pickens on the field. If you remove George Pickens, now all of a sudden I'm lining up with Tolbert and Turpin and Flournoy, I think, has potential.
Got Mingo coming back, right?
Guy, yeah, who's done nothing in the NFL that we're hopeful can be a good player. That would be a terrifying offense for me to send out on the field.
There is a very hungry wide receiver trade market out there, though. I'd love to revisit that conversation a little bit later on, especially in light of the Tyreek Hill injury.
That's what I was thinking.
Just creates significantly more demand, and you know, if demand is high, then that's your best opportunity to.
If you're not going to sign Pickens, now maybe you do. You get the compensatory kind of thing.
Yeah,
you know, that's probably going to be somewhere maybe a 5-6, maybe something on that. Can you get a player for him right now if you knew that CD was coming back and Dak is making these receivers better, and you have a legitimate running game.
Man, Javonte Williams, I watched the 22 last night of the offense. This guy is a beast. Yeah. He's a weapon, and it's exciting to watch him go. And this offensive structure that the coaches are giving is making everybody better. So there's a lot to be excited about, and I want to see when they're all healthy how much damage they can do.
Okay.
G-Bag today, champion on the other side. Wolchuk's top 10, where are you taking it?
Yeah, it is Major League Baseball postseason. Not quite October, but the playoffs are here. Who's got the best hats in Major League Baseball? 877-881-1053. What's your favorite?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Oh, hey, love your shoes. If you're hearing this is your sign to try those on. Trust us, you can totally pull them off. In fact, try on every shoe here if you want. We won't stop you. In our house, you've got unlimited freedom to play. And hey, fall is the perfect season to do, wear, be whatever you want. And with tons of shoes that get you at prices that get your budget, we'll give you something to brag about. So go ahead, try them on. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
That's next in the nation.
Yeah, buddy, welcome back. It is the G-Bag Nation here on the Fan. Salute to Colby Tolbert there, Tolbert Garage Door at Flagtober, underway on Saturday. Segment here brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car, truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214 or 817-333-3333. There's never an out-of-pocket cost. They only get paid when you win. The Frankels are the go-to car and truck wreck attorneys in Dallas. Into the Pimp Cup we go. Here's Lucius.
Look out, Tolos. Hey. See, back in the day, we do it every week. Get on the Fan 530. We play the champ right about here. This champion audio is going for day number two right here. It's the great Gus Johnson on the beat. Saturday morning. Get your Saturday morning hype. I think it was the first. Was this the first game of Gus on that morning? On the broadcast? I think it might have been the first game.
Yeah, so speaking of kickoff.
He's screaming at you about 11 a.m. All right, anyway, he was on the call for USC versus Illinois. Illinois fumbled in the end zone after getting all the way down there. And just, he lost his mind.
First and 10 at the 12 for Illinois. What a game. Here's Valentine. He lost it. He wants it. Oh, my goodness. In the end zone. USC has the football. Holy Chicago. Pierce again. What a day. Punched out by Gentry.
Desire.
How
Great call. Just launches Chicago. Out words.
It's the best. Yeah. Punched out in the gut. Strong. Desire. Just like, damn, count me down. We going to break yet? What's going on?
There it is. Tune in 5:30 tonight. Gus will face some challengers. Here's Wolchuk's top 10.
All righty. It is postseason in Major League Baseball. Big day, of course, for our Rangers as they're looking for a new skipper. Tigers leading the Guardians 2-1 right now.
Day
in
baseball.
Cleveland. Top of the ninth. And you had the Tigers go ahead. It was McKinstry with a sack fly to put them up 2-1 in the top of the seventh. So now in the top of the ninth, we'll keep you updated on that. But we'll get to the top 10 best hats in Major League Baseball here in just a second. 877-881-1053. What do you think's the best hat? Bob Nightingale, who's just on with the KNC Masterpiece, said that with Ron Washington being let go in Anaheim, Albert Pujols, Torii Hunter, and Michael Young loom as potential candidates to become the next Angels manager. Pujols, who wants to manage, is already on the payroll as he's being paid $1 million annually in his 10-year personal services contract. But Michael Young as a name to watch, obviously an L.A. guy.
Local guy, yeah. We saw him when we were at that Angels-Rangers game 3 years ago or so. And he was hanging around, I think, talking with the family of a player or something. So maybe he's got inroads in that organization already, and you know it works for them with the relationship. Obviously, with Michael, the family's going to be important to him, but maybe his kids are far enough along that it makes sense to take a full-time job again.
Who's the GM going to be at that team? Doesn't that say something about it a little bit?
And we don't know yet.
Don't you want to?
They also let go of the interim GM, so they're looking for a new GM and manager.
Yeah.
So maybe this is...
I think you'd want to hire the GM first.
And then the skipper. That would be logical.
Yep.
Unless, I don't know, maybe there's a package deal to be made.
Unless you want to do what Dallas Cowboys do or something like that, where they hire the... Don't they... No, I shouldn't say the Cowboys.
They'll hire like a coordinator and then the head coach.
Yeah,
you know, exactly. That type of thing.
Very Al Davis-like.
Yeah, like if Shoddy was not the head coach, he would have been the offensive coordinator.
They
mean
to say the Cowboys. They meant to say, yeah, somebody different.
Yeah, that's. I don't know. That'll be interesting within your own division. What does what do the Angels end up doing? All right, best hats in MLB. Number one on this list could end up being pretty controversial. I'm interested to see the reaction.
Rangers here. Blue.
I do love the Rangers blue, and I think that that is probably my favorite one out of the ones that they have. I love the Sunday blues as a jersey. That's probably my favorite, but in terms of just the hats,
the hat,
I think it is the blue, the Rangers blue with the white tee. Over the red.
You ever seen the Atlanta Braves 1970s hats with the little A?
I don't know.
Like front of the hat is white, the bill is blue, kind of a royal blue, the back of the bill is blue, and it's a red little A is what it is.
These are sick.
Yeah.
These
young
sick
Dale hats. Murphy hat.
Yeah, give me that hat. Give me a Chicago White Sox, just the black with the Sox.
The White Sox are really popular.
Yeah, with the writing that's slant. I like that a lot.
817, that Rangers blue with that gold trim. Those were the best hats for the championship. Ooh. I agree.
We wore those first week of the season, right?
We did.
Yeah.
Shout out to Jim Cochran for hooking us up with those.
Yeah, that was very sweet.
He came Jimmy.
Yeah.
The honorable mentions here are the Washington Nationals coming in at 12.
Mm.
And then I am stunned that they did not crack the top 10.
Yankees.
The Red Sox.
Wow.
The Boston Red Sox at 11, just on the outside looking in.
Lucius. I mean, I think the top three are probably Dodgers, Yankees, Red Sox.
Lucius, save me. Hats?
Man, yo, so you're in baseball. There's so many great logos in baseball. It's hard to pick just one.
Yeah.
It really is. But you got to put Yankees up there, Red Sox, White Sox, ATL, Atlanta.
Yeah.
The Blue Jays has a nice win. Pittsburgh is beautiful. Like, baseball has the greatest logos and some of the greatest jerseys of all time. Baseball, you did it.
Lucius.
Chef's kiss, you did it. Detroit.
Yeah. How about Lucius? You ever seen Pittsburgh's hat from the, I think, the pillbox hat?
Yeah, the bucket joint.
It's straight up. Like, it's a round. It's like wearing a bowl on your head with the bill.
Yeah, I've seen them.
Yeah, but it's got the.
I never bought one when they came back around, but I did respect them when I see them in the highlights.
That's when they used to give stars, like Willie Stargell. Pops used to give, like, after games, he gave, like, so the players would put these stars. It was like helmet stickers.
Oh.
So they'd go out there, and they had their hats all had helmet stickers or hat stickers on them with the stars.
Like the Buckeyes?
Yeah, that's exactly. Neat. It was very cool.
We got the old school Indians logo from the 903.
How about the Angels with the halo on it?
The Angels is beautiful.
With the halo. With
the California
A,
Angels
the,
one?
Yeah,
yes.
With it's the
classy.
Halo. Yeah.
Yeah, that is a classy one.
What's that, Chief Wahoo?
I was going to say the old Cleveland Indians ones are sweet.
Have you seen they blinged out his teeth now? You seen that one?
No. Did
they? Oh, man, it's so dope, bro.
Wow.
It's so creative.
What are the other ones we have together? Oh, the Expos, the old school Expos.
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
I think that was Tim and Carthage that texted those.
Yeah, that was very nice. Red, white,
Brewers.
Blue.
Brewers.
The Brewers, it's funny, the Brewers, that's a glove with a ball in the middle of it, though. It looks like something other things, but yeah, you noticed that?
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like some other things.
Yeah, the Montreal Expos getting some love. How about the 214, that Rangers hat that says the Tatas? On it.
Eric's got one of those hats now.
That's right.
I'm surprised you haven't been wearing that like every day.
The fitted nature of it. My dome is a touch big.
Tovash, the longest tolo. San Diego olive hat and the blue KC.
That KC blue is crazy.
That KC blue.
I'll
tell
you what, the Padres
very
hat.
Respectful hat right there.
Yeah, but he's right about the Padre hat. Go back
to the Padres.
Yeah, go back with it. Has it with the gold and the brown.
It's a good look.
Them,
and then the Pirates come in at 10. Like just those colors, they fit.
I feel like the
Cincinnati red is nice. My bad.
No, yeah, Cincinnati. Good.
That C is just so strong on there, red, bro.
It really does. But yeah, the 10 is the Pittsburgh Pirates. 9, we got the Cubbies. Thought the Cubs would be a little bit higher too.
Mm-hmm.
Very classic,
kind of basic.
Yeah, it's basic, but it's sharp.
But the Sox,
it's kind of cartoonish.
Yeah, Sox got to be cross town.
Yeah,
8, the Phillies.
Yep,
the Philadelphia P.
I respect it.
7. Let's go to the ATL, the classic Atlanta Braves hat.
Yeah, that little A is sweet. If you're gonna get a hat, go get that.
Dude, that little A.
When
is
did they graduate
really cool.
to the uppercase A?
When they got better.
Yeah.
they were good. The Dale Murphy, when they were Dale Murphy.
Yeah, it was.
But there was
mid-80s.
A time when they were bad in the 70s, like when Ted Turner owned the team. They didn't get all Dale Murphy and Bob Horner and all those guys yet.
That super dark navy blue with that red hits on that hat. It's so perfect.
It's beautiful.
That white bam.
Yeah, the white script lettering on the dark blue hat with the red bill.
Yeah.
It does look really classic. And they returned to those in the 80s. And they've kind of rocked with that since. The St. Louis Cardinals.
You know what? I missed out on that one. That is a good hat.
That is classic, too.
That is a good hat.
One of the oldest and most successful franchises and classic hats.
STL, yeah.
Top 5. They don't currently have a home, but the A's.
I knew they were going to throw the A's in there.
Yeah.
The A's is pretty cool.
It's sweet.
Yeah.
How about this? You know, with the A's back in the 70s, like the players wore green hats, but the coaches all wore white ones. So they had
bring that back.
They had the like it was an all white hat with the green A the A's on the hat. It was it was a great but like
that's
the,
a good
the
look
coaches
across
coaches
Major
all
baseball.
Wore them and but the players wore the green hat.
We should do that. We should bring that back. The players are wearing one hat. The coaches are wearing another one.
Yeah.
Now we
can sell gear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah.
Number 4,
Dodgers.
The White Sox.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. Go and look up the White Sox in the 70s when they wore red pinstripes.
Okay.
That they wore a red hat with the socks that was really, really sweet.
So this,
Nadel, I talked to Eric about this one time.
Gosh.
Yeah, it was the Dick Allen era of the White Sox.
Initially.
You see how baseball is amazing? Pinstripes, bro.
Pinstripes.
Pinstripes look so
I'll tell you
good
what,
on
man,
the uniform.
The White Sox, if seriously, they're red and white with those red pinstripes was a beautiful uniform.
Yeah, it looks good.
Button
man.
Up front. That was sweet.
And with that black and white.
The socks
down
the left side looks
now they've
looks
had some
really
of the worst
cool.
uniforms, too. They wore shorts one time playing baseball.
What?
They wore shorts.
What?
Yeah.
When?
That
sounds hazardous.
In the 80s.
Oh,
they wore these.
Imagine sliding
yeah, look
into
at these.
Base.
They wore like, it looked like big, oversized tops with collars.
Oh, gosh.
The black with white collars on their
like
uniform.
When the NBA tried to wear the t-shirts.
Oh,
whatever
my
they tried
yeah.
to do.
Gosh, they wore
look
shorts.
At this.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Yeah. These are like mid-thigh.
Yeah. Oh,
they're wearing hoochie daddies out there.
Yeah, they sure were.
Top 3, the Dodgers. Coming
pretty
in
hat, down. Man. Yeah, pretty hat.
Yeah, the trolley Dodgers.
Yeah,
pretty
the L.A.
Hat.
Classic look.
Hey, Lucius, how about the Jackie Robinson Brooklyn hat?
The Brooklyn.
With the B on it?
Yeah.
That's sweet.
The little swatchy one. It's like you can put it in the back of your pocket and throw it. Yeah, that one. Yeah,
that was sweet.
Yankees coming in at number 2.
Oh, somebody's better than the Yanks.
With the NY logo on it.
It's going to be the Mets. Watch this.
I mean, as much as I hate the Yankees, there's just no way there's a hat better than the Yankees.
I would say the Mets are about to dethrone them here.
I think, when I saw this, I was like, this is a major upset. I would not have thought this was going to be
Diamondbacks.
Marlins.
You got the first letter right. The Detroit Tigers.
Oh, yeah.
Coming in at number one.
That's the old English D, right?
Yes. Yeah. At 1934, they came out with this. And then they also flipped it with the addition of the tiger crawling through the lettering in the mid-90s.
Bring that back.
Which is pretty sick. But now they reintroduced this one in 98. They're still wearing it as we speak right now as they're playing against Cleveland.
They're scoring runs against Cleveland right now.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, they just did. Oh, that might be a highlight.
Oh, that was they're still up 2-1. They're three.
Sorry,
they're
I got ball sack. I was just away from I was paying attention and I looked up. Yeah. I was looking up and I'm like, oh, I'm doing the game off TV right now. Yeah. Okay.
But number one, I wonder what the fans think of that. The Tigers is the best hat in baseball.
That might be the Magnum PI factor. Like that was so iconic.
Very 1980s.
Yeah.
Very 80s.
Very popular show. He's always had a Tigers hat on. Alrighty, it's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.
Talking about the shorts or the hat? Which one are we talking about?
Yeah, the hat. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was cruising through like Maui in that what? Was that
Ferrari?
A Ferrari?
Yeah, I think it was a 512 boxer. Yeah.
Meeting up with the Higgins. They had the chopper.
We figured out, though, that Higgins was actually the guy that Robin Masters that owned the property. We figured that out lately.
He was the guy all along.
Yeah, he was the guy all along.
Okay, Chief, what's next?
College Football Tuesday, Darty featuring your new Heisman favorite in the Aggies Cabo Fund next year.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In the nation.
Thank you, Lucius. It's the G-Back Nation here on The Fan. The Tigers just beat the Guardians 2-1 despite a leadoff error-assisted triple by Cleveland. There was a comebacker, guy on third. Was trying to get home, and he was out shortly thereafter. The inning and the game was over, so Detroit takes game one. We'll be watching the Padres and Cubbies here for you throughout the afternoon as it's one zip San Diego right now, top of three. Here's the Chief of the College Football, Darty.
Yeah, playoff FOMO right now, though, huh?
Tell me about it, man. Big jeez, time.
Always brings back those memories.
Wow.
Gosh,
especially now with Boach out, and you're just kind of running back that 2023 season. How epic that was. Jared was posting the celebration in the clubhouse afterwards.
I can't believe it's already been.
I know.
It's already been that long.
There's a parade in my city. Yeah.
Yeah. Dude. Epic, dude. Kind of still feels like it was just yesterday.
Unbelievable. What I remember about the parade.
Yeah, that's true. That was an all-time
margarita mix in a bottle.
And about 44 Budweisers.
I just want to take this moment to thank everybody.
We had a beer?
I want to thank everybody that helped us that day.
We had people make a beer run for us.
Yeah.
It was incredible.
Lucius, this guy, I kept getting beers from him. He and I were drinking them together, and I walked over, he looked at me and goes, Broadus, we're out of beer. And all I could do was hug the guy. I'm like, thanks, man. I appreciate you.
It was a good run.
I appreciate you. Thanks, man. It's like, man, come here. Just thanks for helping me out today.
Speaking of beer runs, it's time for your Tuesday Darty.
Well, looky here. Mr. Cold Turkey put a mini booze bottle in his headset.
I've never filmed any of you guys when you're using the bathroom, so I don't know what faces you make when you're doing that.
Special teams, who can joke?
I want them never to say our name again!
Well, I don't get they bring the head cold.
Shout out to Lou Holtz, by the way.
What did he do?
Had to squeeze him in there.
All the spit.
Oh,
I mean, yeah. 10 seconds of him saying not a single English word.
Yeah.
All time college football.
Happened a lot to him.
It's one of the best.
Well, we're back with a brand new Heisman favorite, boys and girls.
And we have another one last week.
Who's your guess? I think it's literally changed, every single week.
Dante Moore?
And without John Mateer in the mix now.
Yeah, that's a big injury.
It's got to be Moore to Oregon.
Throws off the board. You guys hit the nail on the head.
Yeah, big win for Oregon.
College football guys good. Of the week.
He looked really freaking good, dude. I mean, that was a big question. Oregon had so much turnover. Coming into this season, it starts with the quarterback position, but they had to revamp the offensive line. I mean, they got freshmen starting in a bunch of different places. How about that running back they have?
Yeah.
Who's the real deal?
They're producing a ton of stud running backs. I mean, Bucky Irving, who's with the Bucks, is really good. It's kind of becoming a nice pipeline for Dan Lanning there in Oregon.
You know what? Let me ask you
this. It's a good mix of true freshman recruits, and then, hey, we'll go into the portal and completely revamp our offensive line, whatever it takes.
A
couple guys on defense. Yeah, but Dante Moore, he's your Heisman favorite right now. Brought us back to you live in studio.
Real quick, though, I mean, that Dan Lanning, would you consider him, I know there's no reason for him to leave Oregon, but would you consider him, for an NFL head coaching job? And I say this in the way of, guy seems to know how to evaluate players.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They keep, remember I was talking about Garrett the other day that I don't think he coached worth a damn, but I thought he could evaluate players.
When the Cowboys fired Mike McCarthy.
Yeah, maybe.
I might have said that they should look and hire Dan Lanning.
See, that's the thing about it. You get a coach that can kind of the roster.
Kind of like Jimmy Johnson like?
Yeah, kind of keeps turning over, but you just keep knowing what the good players might. You're spending money like an NFL team. Yeah. You're trying to evaluate players and
now
stuff.
Now closer.
So, man, I mean, maybe this guy, when you start to talk about coaches, how important they are, especially you're going to an organization that values the opinion of a coach, Dan Lanning guy might get it.
Yeah, he'd be my number one guy. I think it was, you told me Phil Knight and Jerry have a really good relationship,
they do.
So Jerry wouldn't do that.
Yeah, very good.
But I would have loved to try and pursue Dan Lanning. I mean, if I was an NFL team, I definitely would be.
He's kind of a guy. He's kind of the guy we like because didn't he pull them all together that time where they're at Michigan? And he says, we're going to make all these fans leave. And he called timeout as they were all leaving.
he showed them.
To show his team. He goes, see, I told you these people would leave.
Yeah, he coaches with an edge. He's aggressive. And that's one of the things that I really appreciate him.
He doesn't take any crap from anybody.
No,
really.
He doesn't. No, high intensity kind of guy. Yeah. But he's kind of got a little, there's something about the Dan, the power
Kenny
of the
Dillingham
Dan.
Came from his coaching staff.
There you go.
Kenny Dillingham's one of his guys.
That guy might be a pretty good coach, too.
But, I mean, Lanning is super aggressive. There was a point where Oregon was leading Penn State 10-3 early in the fourth quarter. It was 4th-and-1 at the 8-yard line. Could just settle for the field goal.
Nope,
we're going for the touchdown. Bang, punch it in. So Lane Kiffin's been a little bit that way as well.
Lane coached well. Yeah, he coached well the other day against LSU. Did a good job.
Sure did, man. But yeah, Dante Moore is your Heisman favorite right now, the Oregon quarterback. And he was fantastic. 29 of 39, 248 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. He's mobile.
Moves around, yeah.
Yeah, he can run pretty well. I mean, the poise in the pocket, all of it, man. Because that game started to get away from him a little bit. And then he was able to stand tall and make some plays. So Dante Moore, young quarterback, getting it done at a high level, and he's your Heisman favorite right now. Now, elsewhere around the college football landscape, how about USC dropping it the way they did? I mean, Illinois was trying to lose the game. They were doing everything in their power
to lose the football game.
And
he lost it! He lost it!
Gus Johnson was made for that moment. And, of course, Lincoln Riley was not. Now it is Lincoln Riley 4-11 against ranked opponents at USC.
Yeah.
4-11.
His record at Oklahoma, he won a lot more than he lost there, right? Wasn't he a pretty good coach there at Oklahoma playing against the big boys?
Oh, yeah.
I'll look it up. I didn't mean to ask
No, everything's changed for him. Yeah, everything
I thought
about
he,
Lane Kiffin looks
I thought
different
he
now.
Was really going to turn that program around to where they were going to be a national power. I felt like with that, yeah. his...
And with Caleb Williams going over there.
I thought like quarterbacks were going to show up there. I thought, you know...
He's lost, like, studly quarterbacks
that's what
along
I'm saying.
The way. Like, it's...
Well, yeah, unfortunately, they haven't really worked out. Like, Malachi Nelson, I think, was there that went to Boise and is now at UTEP. It just has not... And I guess the defense finally got better. He fired Alex Grinch after forever.
Yeah.
But it's just... It doesn't seem to be working out.
Seriously, I thought that was a playoff contender every year.
Yeah, it hasn't been the case.
Wrong about him.
All right, let's take a look at the Aggies. A&M police report during the game. Public intoxication, PA 102, unable to walk. Given opportunity to call a sober friend, but he locked himself out of his phone. Arrested.
Oh, no.
Can you imagine?
Locked yourself
out
of the phone.
You're so hammered, you can't even remember your password to get into your phone to call your friend to save your life right now. Phone a friend, save your life. The police are waiting for you, and they're like, all right.
And don't we do some kind of biometrics? Do you do fingerprint or facial recognition? Are we typing our password
in
every time?
I go with the facial
faces all
recognition.
Definitely the password. There's no thumb, no eyes, no nothing yet. The bank wants me to do the thumb, but I still got past it.
Holding out.
Yeah, holding out.
Oh, you're holding out. You don't want the identity.
The last one. So I'm the last one here, bro.
Hey, Eric, do you think we could do something at A&M, start a new business? Like... You could call a friend, or you could be a friend to a drunk person at the game. Like, you could be on call. Like, if they don't have a friend to help them.
Call it vouch.
Like, I'm that guy.
Yeah, like yeah. They can rent you to come get them and get them out of trouble. Like, rent a... You could
Section
be a,
123 yeah. here. We need you.
Yeah, like, yeah. It's like, you didn't have a friend that could help you, but you can, like, you can rent a friend.
Well, you'd have to
trouble.
Pass a hell of a background test.
Yeah, but that's what the fraternities are for. You know what I mean? Like, the young bucks in the fraternity are
supposed
to be there.
Oh, right. No. Where's
the
dogs
the pledges are for that. But I guess the ones that aren't in frats, then they could use
this. That's
what, but also, who's going to leave the game early?
Bennett does. His poor fraternity brothers, the pledges. Bennett's got one guy cooking brisket the other day.
How do you get that hammered at a game, though? Is that smuggling shots in?
You should come to an LSU game with me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Pre-game jello shots, they sneak up on you. They're so damn good.
Yeah, they're so good.
Drunk.
So good. And those girls are getting really good at bringing bottles into the games. You know?
Where do they hide it? Their dresses and stuff like that.
Yeah. Taping them onto the thigh.
You name it, it's done.
Yeah.
Texas A&M police, public intoxication, wife unable to walk without assistance, released to sober husband and ejected. Let's see. You have...
Wife unable to walk.
Yeah.
At game. Okay, like...
Somebody's mom just going hard in the paint. Yeah. There was another one. Subject had 2 Miller Lite beers in front pockets of his fishing shirt. And he was ejected as well. Now, there's a bit of a new strategy from Mike Elko and his Aggie staff trying to mitigate the penalties and some of the stupidity that the Aggies have fallen into. And this is going to be that game plan.
Oh, you're talking to me. Hold on.
Hold on.
All right, so I'll let you guys in. So I've tried all kinds of things. So today what we started was the Texas A&M Football Coaches Cabo Fund. And so what's going to happen now is every time one of our players gets a penalty, they're going to contribute to the coach's Cabo fund. And so we'll see if that works.
Hey, fine system. Now they're getting paid.
Yeah, now, exactly. You know, it's like you can actually implement that strategy. We'll see how that pays off.
Got to hurt somehow. You know, Jimmy liked to say that. Your players got to feel the pain. They got to have consequence. I think Shoddy's doing a nice job. But I do the wall sits. You know, maybe like... Two minutes
that's
per
painful.
Flag.
I did that yep. one time.
I oh, did wall that. Sits are a beating.
Now, if you're a DB, like 10 minutes per flag. Yeah. You guys are light.
I also carried a 45-pound plate up and down the stairs of Tiger Stadium. That was a punishment we did one time.
There you go.
We were late for curfew, but the wall sits was one of the most painful things I've ever done.
By the way, Brett Venables, Sooners head coach, talking about John Mateer, quote, he's going to push the limits on everything when it comes to his rehab and getting back. He'll be good. He'll be one of those guys that broke the record in coming back, if you will.
They're going to try getting Mateer back to Texas
at the Cotton
Bowl.
They're
trying for the Texas game, yeah.
Look, A&M, they probably are going to end up in Atlanta this year in that SEC championship game. You look at that schedule, that is a very winnable schedule down the road. Their biggest games now on the road at LSU, Brian, Mizzou, and at the end of the season against Texas, which are all on the road. But Marcel Reed, this might be the year that the Aggies finally break through.
They're the real deal. Yeah, it's fun to watch them. How about a wall set brought us on a full-length window pane on this sky rise right here? How about that for a punishment?
No.
Add an element of fear?
I can't even walk past that window.
Absolutely not.
You know those little rolly trays that the mechanics use?
Yeah.
You get up under the trucks and cars and whatnot?
Yeah.
Okay, so they do the wall sits with those. You put that on your back, and so you can go up the wall and down the wall.
Oh, no.
I've seen that, Joe. No.
Your upper leg starts shaking.
It's crazy.
This looks like you're dancing there.
Teardrops right here, baby, in a week.
Yeah, that'll build discipline, character, and some strong quads.
I'll just give Coach $100 for the Cabo fund.
How about your top local stories? Did the Rangers do the right thing? Top three stories from Mavs Media Day and Cowboys stock up stuff as well. We got the C-Note and Krusty's Corner coming up right around the corner here in the nation.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.